This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. More fabulous, fabulouser of a week he could never have had, Mr. Rob Center. We appreciate his help and hard work making sure that Sunrise and On the Mark keep on going. So we really thank him for his assistance. He has made it so that Chris Hill is on the line. He's Director of Outreach and Fundraising for the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me about the level of excitement. This is one of those major pivot points in the life of the Campus Theater where the horizon is bright and the future is busy.
That is the truest thing you might say all day. I don't know if that's true, but that's certainly true for us at the Campus Theater. We're over the moon to be reopening and coming back. Even with COVID protocols in place, we think that we're ready. Well, we know that we're ready for our neighbors to come back, and we think that our neighbors are ready to come back for a movie.
All right. Well, before then we go into the movies and the schedule and the things that are coming up, let's talk about those protocols. I think of the campus as probably seating maybe about 400 or 500 people or so. What does it normally seat, and sort of what protocols and changes have you made?
You bet. Normally speaking, we've got a little over 300 seats. I think that number is 340 or 360 seats. For the time being, we're going to reopen limited to only 80 seats. So these will be socially distanced seats. That limited capacity, we hope, will help alleviate some of the fears and worries about COVID and about the transmission rates and things like that. But we're also asking our patrons to wear masks inside the theater at all times, and our staff will be doing the same. The most important thing, we think, is to keep our patrons and staff safe so that we can continue to stay open and continue to show movies. We've installed plexiglass in our concession stand. We have a newly recommissioned COVID-safe box office. We actually took our Art Deco box office out front that hadn't been used and utilized and cleared it out, replaced the glass, replaced the microphone system, and we're ready to open that back up, which will help us keep everyone close but just distanced enough for safety. And then we're cleaning the theater in between every show with an electrostatic mister that we purchased last year.
All right, so those are some of the precautions. How will the seating work? How does that work? You're reducing it to 80 capacity.
We've got some seats blocked off to try to encourage that social distancing. But like all of our showtimes, our seating is first come, first serve, general admission. So your ticket will get you in the door and let you find the seat of your choice. We've just blocked some of them off to help encourage that space.
Right, that way groups and families can still sit together if they're already sort of exposed to each other, but individuals could sit off to, you know, one you know, sort of way out front or sort of off by themselves, so that if that group or individual wants to, they're sort of separated from everybody else. Okay, so you said the masking is taking place and the hand sanitizer stations are out. I know that was the case.
That's right.
Earlier, you're back to using the box office. So any other precautions that come to mind in terms of what's happening when people go to the theater?
Well, for the time being, we've suspended our BYOB program. We just think that's something that we'll need to reinstate later. We've got actually a whole listing of all of these protocols on our website. If you visit our website, under the homepage tab, there's a link to COVID-19 updates, which will talk all of your listeners through that so they don't have to remember everything. We're controlling things like interior foot traffic, trying to keep everyone moving in the same direction as best we can. We're sanitizing our high-touch surface areas frequently, and we've worked really closely with our staff to implement these sort of safety protocols for everyone's sake. There's an organization called called Cinema Safe that we've gotten involved with. So other movie theaters across the nation that have put in place similar protocols. So we're all kind of doing what we can see as best practices.
Well, that's what it's all about in the schools and everywhere else and all our other conversations. What are the best practices and implementing them? So doing that. All right. Well, great explanation of that. It sounds like you've probably taken everything into account you possibly can. So the theater will be open to 80 individuals starting tonight and tomorrow and then on Sunday during the live performance. So this is what's happening. Okay. So those are the protocols. Now let's go to the other P, the performances. Tell us what's on the screen tonight and tomorrow and Sunday.
You got it. We've decided that the month of May will be dedicated to 2021 Oscar winners. So we'll open tonight with Nomadland, the Best Picture winner, starring Frances McDormand. That'll go live on our screen, not live on our screen, that'll go up on our screen at 8 p.m. tonight. Nomadland will also show tomorrow at 5 p.m. And 8 p.m., with the 5 p.m. performance being open captioned with consideration sponsored by Geisinger. Sunday, like you mentioned, we'll have the National Theater live production of Cyrano de Bergerac, which is exciting. This was something that was on our schedule before the shutdown, and we've managed to work with the National Theater live to continue to show that show. Obviously, it isn't being performed live at that point, since the National Theater has also been shut down for a year, but we're able to show that lovely production. Next week, we'll open on Friday night, we'll open The Father, which won Anthony Hopkins an Academy Award for Best Actor. The following week, we'll have Minari, and then we'll close the month with the film Mank.
All right, so these are great films that folks have probably heard a lot of people talking about, maybe they haven't seen. You still get the advantage of the great sound system that you have at the campus and actual popcorn, and you can sit in the seats, and also the lounge area is there, so you have that opportunity to kind of sit in the back if you so choose, and you're not allowed to whisper, but I've seen some folks doing it back there, so maybe if you have an urgent statement you need to make to your friend, you can do that, so that's happening at the campus. Campus Theater. Theater.org, the website, Theatre, make sure you spell it right or you'll end up at the wrong place, .org, and we have Chris Hill on the line as he's doing some outreach now, but the rest of his title is fundraising. So tell us about the opportunities to raise money and for folks to donate when they feel appropriate to the campus theater.
Thank you for asking about that. This last year has been obviously really challenging for us at the campus theater, because we operate by bringing people into our building. So without the ability to do that, we've really relied on donors, our community partners, and really an awful lot on our members. We've been very lucky that a large portion of our members have chosen to stay with us for the year, even knowing that membership wouldn't yield movie tickets. But we've stayed in partnership, and that's really helped us out. And that's something that any of your listeners could get involved with. On our website, under the membership tab, you can find out more about the levels of membership that we have available. Anyone can make a donation at any time to the theater. They are welcome to reach out and contact me. Right through the website might be the easiest way, and I can help them with that and talk them through that.
One of our good listeners sends us a note, says they're hoping to rent the theater for an upcoming event on a weeknight. Is the theater still open to that?
It is. We're working through that process, but they are welcome to reach out to us through email or through the website, and I'll make sure that our rental coordinator gets in touch with them.
All right, so we'll tell them that that's a big yes, so super. Okay,
that's correct.
Well, you have an open mic. Go ahead and make a pitch for folks to consider joining the excitement that's happening up at the campus theater.
You got it. Friends, we know the place that the campus theater holds in the Lewisburg community, and we know the place that it holds in the broader community around Lewisburg. we've been waiting for you. We're ready for you to come back. We are as excited as we would be if we were welcoming our own families home after a long period away. We're showing the movies that have won all the awards, and you might have seen, but you've certainly not seen at the campus theater yet.
All right, well, this is an exciting night. So with opening night tonight, no reserved seats. So you do. The idea would be to go there this evening and enjoy a socially distanced line and wait to get past that revamped box office that folks have used since, I don't know, probably since the 1940s, and go to the campus theater. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for checking in today.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Chris Hill, Director of Outreach and Fundraising at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Of course, it sort of has a parent organization, Bucknell, making sure that all the coordination happens and some of the work that needs to take place takes place there. Protocols in place, campustheatre.org, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org.